Okay. So we'll step over. Did you see her?
Well, me and my son were just having dinner, and I heard about like 5 gunshots.
Okay. Did you hear anything before the gunshots?
No.
You didn't hear any screaming, yelling, or anything like that?
No.
Okay. About how many gunshots did you hear?
I heard about 5.
About 5? And what did you hear after the gunshots?
After the gunshots, I heard some voices say something, but I couldn't make out what it was.
Could you tell if they're male or female?
No, no. But I just heard after that someone say, call 911.
Okay.
And then it was a guy that...
That called
a male's voice, yeah.
And did you ever come out to look to see what happened?
Yeah, I did come out.
What'd you see?
Well, I came out and I walked out to about where that white car is over there.
Okay.
And I saw the gentleman that supposedly was the witness.
Mm-hmm. You're talking the guy in the red shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't recognize him. So I asked him who he was, and he told me he was. So he said, first he said, I'm here to see my mom.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, who's your mom? And then he said, okay, I know her. So
okay.
That was it.
And so, what would you see? You came out and contacted him while you were speaking to him, trying to find out who he was. What did you see?
I just looked toward over there and just saw the guy just laying there, and I guess the guy that shot him was giving him first aid.
Okay. The guy that was on the ground, you're saying one guy was on the ground, one guy standing up?
Yeah.
What would the guy on the ground look like?
Well, he looked Hispanic,
okay.
With bald head.
Okay.
And I think he had like a dark jacket on.
A dark jacket.
That's as far as I can make out from where I was.
Okay. What about the other guy, the guy that was doing first aid to him?
Well, he was dressed like a detective.
Well, like how?
Like you. You know,
so
without this jacket.
Without the jacket,
yeah,
so shirt and tie.
Shirt, yeah.
Okay. Would you be able to recognize either of those guys if you saw them again or saw pictures of them?
No, the police officer, no, I didn't.
Okay.
I just saw him looking down at him, but I didn't get a good look at his face, so
okay.
I couldn't recognize
him. You couldn't recognize him?
And the guy on the ground was, I couldn't. He was just laying there.
Okay. The guy that was on the ground, do you know him?
No.
Have you ever seen him before?
No.
What about his truck? Have you seen it here before?
That's something that the people that live right next to me here.
And what number? Okay.
I know they had some friends that came by a couple of times that had a truck that looked like that.
Okay.
But I asked him. Because when it all happened, I came out here to this year,
mm-hmm.
and he came out.
Okay.
And I told him, hey, isn't that your friend's truck? It looks exactly like you. And the guy says, oh, shit, it might be. The guy ran down. He ran all the way over there, took a look at the body,
mm-hmm.
and he ran back up and went into his unit.
And what did the guy that you saw run out look like?
He lives upstairs.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name because only his mom and dad live here, and he comes to visit once in a while.
What was he dressed like?
He had long baggy shorts.
Okay.
And he was wearing no shirt.
Okay.
He says he was sleeping.
White guy, Hispanic guy?
Hispanic guy?
Does he have a hair or?
Yeah, he has hair, ponytail.
Hair, ponytail, any mustache,
no,
facial hair?
No, no facial
nothing
hair.
Like that. And he ran down there?
Yeah, he went right up to the body and took a look at it. Ran back up.
But how close did he get?
He got real close. He was right there.
Okay. And
what was the detective standing when he walked up there?
Hmm?
What was the detective when he walked up there?
He was right there with him because he was giving him first aid.
Well, yeah, but how close did the guy that came up to look get to the detective? Was it like me to
yeah,
my...
Yeah, they were right...
So it's basically me and my partner now? With an arm's length?
The detective was squatting down, giving him first aid.
Okay.
And this guy just walked up and I guess looked at him.
Can you tell if they talked to each other, detective and this other guy or anything like that? And how long do you think he was down there?
He wasn't long. Probably less than a minute. Took a quick look
so
at the body.
He was down there for a while?
Who?
Less than a minute, you said?
Yeah,
the guy was down there?
Yeah, the guy that came and took a look at the body.
Oh, okay.
He looked at him, ran back up.
Ran back up there?
Did you see him after that?
You haven't seen him leave or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I came upstairs and I went into their unit because I told them, so I'm the manager here.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't like the element of people that the guy's bringing around. Because my tenants tell me those people don't, you know, they look like gangbangers, you know? So,
which apartment do you live in? Okay, what's your home phone number? And about what time do you think this all happened?
Between 7... I figure maybe 10 to 7, between 10 to 7 to 7:15 max.
Okay.
I was having dinner at that time.
And have you heard anything from that apartment? Or do you know who owns the apartment, who actually rents it? So this guy you saw doesn't actually live there?
No, he comes to visit. His mom and dad lives there.
His mom and... What are their names, do you know?
Oh, God, right off the top of my head. I don't know.
But how old is this guy?
How old
would you say he is?
21, 22, maybe.
21, 22. Any distinguishing scars, marks, tattoos, or anything like that? No piercings or anything?
A while back he had a hurt ankle.
He hurt his ankle
for some reason.
Okay. When's the last time you saw that white truck here?
It was over the weekend.
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
Could you see...
But like I said, it looked like their truck. I asked him, he said no.
Okay. So after the gunshots, when you came out to the front patio here, he was outside?
Yeah, he came out also.
He came out also. Yeah. And then everyone goes running down.
Yeah,
you
come. I told him, hey, isn't that your friend's truck? I said, it looks exactly like your friend's. I come by. He goes, oh, shit, yeah, it could be.
Okay.
So he ran down here and took a look,
and then ran back up there and hasn't been seen since?
No.
Okay. And so you're the manager here?
Yeah.
Anything else you can think about?
No, that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Only one other thing.
Go ahead.
The officer that was involved,
mm-hmm.
I think about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
he came here to the property.
Okay.
Asking for...
Okay.
And I thought he was asking for... witness's brother.
Okay, so the guy in the red shirt, that's his brother?
Yeah.
So the detective was asking about?
Right, but the guy with the red shirt wasn't here that day.
Okay.
But I had never met the guy with the red shirt before.
Okay.
The only I knew was his brother that lives here with his mom.
Okay.
So the detective came, he was here about a month ago, and he asked me for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, well, he's not here right now. And then he asked me, what time does he get home? And I told him, between 4 and 5.
Okay.
And that was the last time I saw him until now.
And this is the same guy that you saw tonight?
Told me that it was the same guy.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you can think of?
They came in the same van, too.
Same van?
Yeah.
How many did you see in the van?
That day?
Today. You only saw...
Only that guy.
Only that guy. You didn't see anybody else?
No.
Okay. Okay.